Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
free.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host.
Because otherwise it just looks unhealthy. Yeah. You know, if you just leave it alone, if people look at it and go, well, that just looks like an unhealthy plant there. You have to have it kind of complementing something else, like you're saying. Because otherwise, you're going to be unhappy with this plant that looks maybe malnutritious or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
There are some plants that are that chartreuse color that I really like. But you're right. You have got to have the right place to put them.
Okay, music means break time again. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour. The entire rest of this hour dedicated to you. Open phones at, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com here, BizTalk Radio for a Saturday morning. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, thank you for tuning in. We're going to step aside. We are coming right back.
BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. BizTalk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Well, after about 30 minutes, we are back on the air, Biz Talk Radio, after ironing out a few technical problems on this long 4th of July weekend. Back with Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, and John Begnasco, and of course, broadcasting live via Facebook Live. You can give us a call, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com, or Facebook Live if you're watching us on Facebook and our Facebook page. Very appropriate song as we start things up. Maybe 30 minutes past the time, but we are here.
You know, on Facebook,
we're not quitters. We didn't give up.
No, absolutely not. You know, on Facebook, we're also getting wardrobe comments now.
Uh-oh. Well, here we go. Why does Brian always wear a hat on the weekends?
No, I don't know who it's referring to. Let's see, where was it?
Is it sarcastic?
No. Well, I don't think it's sarcastic. It was from Rick, and he says, "I like your shirt. What brand is it?" But I don't know who he's talking to.
I would imagine you, John, because you've got... Well, I mean, mine's a plain white shirt. Well, maybe Tiger. Couldn't be mine.
Could be Tiger.
It's either Tiger or yours.
He's talking about my T-shirt, or...
I think the shirt that you've got on, that little... it's not a Pendleton. What do you call that? Just a regular long-sleeve shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let us know, Rick.
I mean, underneath is Billabong, right?
Yeah. We're
going to start having credits for our wardrobe here. On. Right.
We don't have room for a catwalk here, do we?
No, but you know what's interesting is if somebody wants to give us clothes to wear, a line of clothing, we'll certainly wear it and give you credit over the air and on Facebook.
Right. There we go.
You know what? We've had a lot of silence this morning. I need you to talk.
I got scared because right when we were speaking, because I'm trying to monitor this video on Facebook and audio when we switch commercials to speaking.
Are we
sometimes
too loud?
No, well I have it set, but then I'm watching it and then it goes up and down and it's kind of funny thing. So I'm trying to do eight things at once now, and it's actually only two things, but I can only do one.
Right. So if you're watching,
don't expect me to talk and get the Facebook.
If you're
live
watching
working.
Us on Facebook and we sound a little bit distorted, go ahead and tell us. Let us know on Facebook what you think and what's going on. If you want to comment on our clothing and apparel, that's fine, too. Well, we can drift a little bit away from horticulture. What we haven't done, though, so far, and I guess we are getting in touch with James as we speak, is we haven't done the quote of the week, John, which is a good quote.
Yeah, you know, this is 4th of July coming up, right?
Yes, it is.
So what better than a quote from one of our founding fathers, right? The quote is, "A garden, you know, is a very usual refuge of a disappointed politician. Accordingly, I've purchased a few acres about 9 miles from town, have built a house, and am cultivating a garden." And that was from Alexander Hamilton.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, he's on the $10 bill, right?
He is. Shot by Aaron Burr. Do you know Aaron Burr was a vice president of the United States?
Yeah.
Under Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
I believe. Yeah.
Interesting. What happened to his political career after that?
I don't know. I don't think he got. I don't know if he got in trouble for the duel. I think duels were illegal back then.
Illegal then?
Illegal or legal?
Illegal. I think they were legal in some spots still. I don't know, it's just coming out of that era.
Has anybody ever walked up to you and said, "This town ain't big enough for the both of us"?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's random thoughts that go through my head.
He goes through to those Rose meetings where they compete on Rose knowledge, and that's where that kind of thing will happen, right? Right, John?
I've never had anybody try to compete with me on Rose knowledge.
No.
I don't.
I mean, not that they couldn't. I just don't remember anyone ever.
Now, who would you think, in your expertise, if there was one person that you think might be able to challenge you, somebody who's big in the industry, what name comes to mind?
That's still living?
Yeah, I think that would be a better way to look at it.
Right?
That's still around?
No, Ping.
Oh, yeah, Ping. What about Ping?
Ping knows. You know, the thing is that
Ping knows nothing. Was he going to say that?
No, I was going to say he doesn't know anything about what I know. But he knows a lot of stuff that I don't know.
Right. So, but he'd be up there, right? He'd be somebody that...
No, because I study Rose history and Rose breeders and different Rose varieties. And I don't think Ping is into that.
He's into hybridizing?
He's more into the science of it.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. And he certainly knows more about Asian roses than I do. I think it would probably have to be some type of rosarian.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Greg Lowry.
You just thought of somebody.
Greg Lowry up at Vintage Gardens would know a lot.
Not Greg Lowry, the pastor?
I don't know what he knows about roses. I don't know that. And then I just thought of someone else. Anyway, is that important?
No, just curious.
We want to stump you.
You brought up a good point. Tiger brought up a good point there.
No, there are a lot of people that know a lot about roses.
Because I need to set up the next interview where.
But nobody knows everything about roses.
Nobody.
No,
you know, that's why it's good to meet with people who are like minded. You can always learn from them.
You said that you've been invited to give a talk.
You know, like this week, I was telling you about trying to make contact with some of the European rose growers to bring some varieties over.
Right.
I have over 200 varieties of roses that I'm trying to get to the U.S. that aren't grown in the U.S. right now. And some of these roses, from what I've been able to find, may be the last of their kind in the world.
Is there a lot of red tape involved in this or not?
It depends whether
Sounds like a touchy issue.
The radar's on or not.
Okay. Yeah, a little touchy issue bringing roses from Europe to here.
One of the gardens we're bringing from is Zangerhausen in Germany. So it's a garden that is for preserving old roses and roses from mid-century that don't exist anywhere else anymore. But you have to get a phytosanitary certificate. When they're shipped to the U.S., they have to be in quarantine for 2 years before they're released. And if anything happens during that 2 years and they show any signs of disease or insects, they have to be destroyed. And any rose within 10 feet of where they discover that also has to be destroyed.
Ugh.
So it's an involved process. It's not just that you get on Amazon and order something and it's here the next day.
I understand some of the protocols when it comes to moving plants around the world because obviously, like plants, there's illnesses that go along with them that you don't want to be, you know, bringing into California or certain other states or countries that have a large horticultural place. But sometimes it's, you know, like when you're talking about the guy in Hungary and, you know, having to chip his items or not being able to burn it. And, you know, one way is better than the other, but, you know, why, you know, they just don't always think it through sometimes with some of the policies.
That's somebody texting us?
Yeah.
Probably our guest.
Yeah.
They're trying to get a hold of him, and by the way, he left a voicemail. So that's the latest on James.
Okay.
All right.
I'll send an email.
Did you see the, did you know in the newsletter asking the difference between a mushroom and a toadstool, Brian?
I actually did, and you talked about the fact that toadstools are usually considered, more poisonous when you compare the two, but you should be a mycologist to really know the difference? Is that an expert on fungi, on toadstools and mushrooms?
A mycologist, right.
Mycologist. So
but
basically,
technically, there really isn't any difference.
But you're saying to be safe, don't just pick up a mushroom and eat it.
No, you should never pick up a mushroom and eat it.
And the toadstools got their name because toads or frogs used to sit on them? Is that right?
Toads used to, well... I don't know if toads always sat on them, but if people saw a toad on one, I mean, you can see where the name toadstool would come from.
And since they used to think that toads were poisonous or disease carriers,
right,
they would say the same thing for the mushroom.
So, yes, I did read the article this morning. I thought I'd better be prepared because I know John's going to have random questions for me.
Little spot quizzes.
Little spot and little pop quiz.
You do want to be ready for those.
And you do want to get the newsletter, by the way. Go to our website, gardenamerica.com. When you go to the homepage, which will pop up first, of course, go to the extreme top right-hand corner and just click that, and you'll be getting our newsletter. We do not share any of your personal information, so feel comfortable in that aspect of it. Any email questions, John?
No, we answered the email comments. You know, I do need to find I need to find my email site again to see if anything's on there. Nope. So we're open for email comments, open for phone calls at...
Yeah, phone calls at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. John at GardenAmerica.com. And, of course, right there on the Facebook page, as we broadcast live via Facebook Live here, Biz Talk Radio, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. John Bagnasco still trying to get a hold of our guest James. We'll continue to do that. Right now, going to step aside, taking a break. Garden America on your 4th of July long weekend.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
One of the more interesting hours in the history of Garden America here on this Saturday morning, 4th of July weekend, is we experienced some technical problems, but we are back live on the air. Thank you so much for catching the first part of our show on Facebook Live. It is Garden America at 855-424-9825. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. You can also reach us by sending John an email, john@gardenamerica.com, or posting it right there on our Facebook Live. That's the Garden America Radio Facebook page, and we'll answer your questions. And, John, I guess they were commenting on your shirt.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions on Facebook. The one, though, from Rick, who wanted to know, he said he likes flannel shirts. So he wanted to know what brand this was. It's Quicksilver.
Quicksilver. And, by the way, they are not a sponsor, but thank you, Quicksilver.
Well, thank you, Jesse, my son, who got too big for this shirt and gave it to me.
I think you wear a lot of your son's clothes.
I do. I can't remember the last time I bought anything.
So because you're the father, would that be a hand?
The shirt underneath, the Billabong shirt, was also his.
So since you're the father, he's the son. Is that a hand-me-up?
He's a hand-me-up. I wear a lot of hand-me-ups.
Hand-me-ups. Okay. Exactly. So here we go.
Size, he's bigger than I am.
He's a good-looking, strapping young man is what he is. So what do we have on Facebook? Let's hit some of those questions.
Okay, let's see.
Look at John. He's becoming a Facebook expert, Tiger.
He knows
he's
all about,
over. He's all over it.
He knows all about this interweb.
The interweb. The information highway.
Hey, this is, did you see from Diane?
Which Diane?
She's
Jackson?
Yeah, she gave us hello from the great state of Mississippi.
All right, Mississippi.
Wonder what the weather's like in Mississippi. My guess would be hot and humid.
I would say the humidity is probably into the high 80s or low 90s.
Falling mosquitoes.
So giant, let us know. Yeah, let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods on Facebook.
And, thanks for joining us, Diane.
Yeah, and you know what? The good thing about Facebook is you can all chat amongst yourselves back and forth.
Yep.
Different listeners can talk to each other.
Don't even listen to us.
No, don't say that.
All right.
Did you see Rick's question?
Yes, that's what I was going to get to right now. He wants to know, do all commercial roses grow in all areas in the U.S.? And what he means by that is, do they grow the same or are they bred for certain areas? That's kind of a good question because some roses are actually bred for cold. Sub-zero roses, there's a whole class of sub-zero roses that will grow into areas like Minnesota that because they can't grow most of the hybrid teas. They just freeze. And then there's some classes of roses that won't grow where they get much cold at all. So the regular tea roses, which have an Asian origin, are going to freeze, and they're not going to do well. So they do breed for certain areas. And then it's not only the temperature, but diseases, depending on what part of the country you're from. In California, because of the dry weather we have, we rarely get black spot. I mean, you know, we get a little bit in the beginning of the year, but nothing like they do back east, where they've got black spot all summer. And the roses at times will have no leaves at all just because they're so bad if you're not taking care of them. So we have a group of roses out west that we call California roses. And the reason we call them California roses is they were really nice roses when they were bred. And most of the roses originally are bred here in California. So they were great roses, but when they tested them back east, they lost all their leaves. So they refer to those as California roses. They'll do fine in California, but they're not going to do good in Michigan.
What does do good in Michigan, John?
Michigan's a good place to be from.
Michigan's a good place to be from.
That's right.
And now, were you from a suburb of Detroit, in and around that area?
I was born in Detroit.
In the city itself, city proper?
Right, and when I was about 12, we moved to the suburbs, to Farmington Hills.
Okay, and is Pontiac around that area as well?
Pontiac is about a half hour from there.
My remembrance, is that a word? My remembrance of Detroit is driving across country. When we pulled into Detroit or in the outskirts, there was a huge, big tire right off the freeway. I think it might have been Unirail. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Huge tire.
Yeah.
Welcome to Detroit. And then went through the city and took the bridge through I forget which part, but into Windsor, Canada.
Right, the Ambassador Bridge.
Okay, the Ambassador, yeah.
There were two ways to get over to Windsor. You could take the Ambassador Bridge or you could take the tunnel. And the tunnel always scared me because it went under the Detroit River.
Yeah, you're underground.
And it was always leaking. There was water.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, there was water everywhere. And as a kid, I used to think, you know, this thing could just cave in on you.
That'd be it.
Never did.
You know, I thought the same thing years ago. I was up in Oakland. We took Bart underneath the bay there.
Not Lisa, though, right? Just Bart.
Just Bart. Okay. Yeah, it's not a Simpsons reference. But I thought about the same thing. Bart goes from Oakland to San Francisco and back again under the water. And I'm thinking, I hope this holds up. And especially when you're in earthquake country.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, Northern California.
It's probably the safest place to be in earthquake country.
Underwater?
Underground? Under the water?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, but like, you know, you always hear about things falling in
right,
an earthquake.
Right.
You don't really hear too much about problems underground.
Well, we are approaching almost the top of the hour. We'll have news coming up on many of these fine BizTalk radio affiliates and, of course, trying to get a hold of our guest, James. Do we have time for a quickie, John, a little quick question?
You know, if I don't answer them right away, I lose them on.
Well, one thing that Rick did respond with is, I think Portland, Oregon, is the city of roses. It is colder and wetter there, much different than here in California.
It is, in the Rose Garden at Washington Park. Have you ever been there?
No.
The Rose Garden at Washington Park, I think it's one of the nicest rose gardens I've ever seen. And it overlooks the city of Portland. So you can stand in the garden and you can look out and you can see at a lower level the entire city of Portland.
Wow, that is
it's a fantastic view.
They refer to themselves as the Rose State.
Oregon's the Rose State?
Or the Rose City. The Rose City.
The Rose City is Portland, yeah.
Right, Rose City. You know, I remember watching minor league hockey as a kid, and the Portland Buckaroos had a patch on their jersey. Said the Rose City, Portland, Oregon.
Hmm.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour, top of the hour news coming up. We are back for an entire hour, both on Facebook and BizTalk Radio, starting in 6 minutes after. Thank you so much for joining us and being right there watching us watch you through the camera. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Main. And again, 855-424-9825, John at GardenAmerica.com. Going to take a break back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.